Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I'm talking quietly because the world works from home now. And it is still the middle of a workday here in Salt Lake City, Utah. But I am enthusiastic. I just want you guys to know how enthusiastic I am. I have Jaunders with me, as always.
What up?
To brighten my day. It's been a while. And I was like,
it's been a while.
We're trapped.
Do you know that song? You're too young to know that song.
Sure. We're trapped in the time of pandemic and death and no hope at any moment. So I was like, Jaunders always gives me hope.
This is why you should have hope. I'm gonna jump in here. This is why you should have hope. Because all of a sudden, indie podcasters like you and I are on the same plane, if not a better plane, than all the professionals, all the so-called professionals. Now they're doing it from their laptop. And we, like, you see the green screen behind me, the listener can't see it, but like all of a sudden we are putting out better content, better quality audio and video than they are from their house. That's why you should be pumped right now. Because it's a level playing field, baby.
It is a level playing field. It is. I think I've seen some spikes in the listenership of this podcast too. I think during the time of pandemic is very good for podcasting. Like,
yeah,
extremely good for podcasting. Not to make light, we are an anti-coronavirus podcast. Will you please disavow the coronavirus as well?
Oh yeah, and I would like to applaud you for standing your ground on the last episode. I don't know who that Trump was on the last episode. I'll call him a Trump. I don't care. But you stood your ground, and you weren't going to get bullied around by some huckster. So congratulations.
I suppose this is we are just, but you didn't disavow. Just say disavow.
I disavow the coronavirus. You know what? Who was the Vanessa Hutchins? I think it was some celebrity put out a thing. But like the thing that nobody talks about, in which is what I think is the funniest, is at the beginning she's like, "Well, like I respect the coronavirus, but no, like she respects it. What does she respect about the coronavirus? Like, it makes no sense." And nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about how like she's talking about people dying or whatever, but no one's talking about how she respects the coronavirus.
Well, I mean, you have to respect the coronavirus at this point. Right?
Why would I respect the coronavirus?
Well, it's a title contender.
I don't respect Stalin.
It's a no doubt Super Bowl contender, this coronavirus.
Get out of here. I don't respect nothing about the coronavirus.
Listen, you got to put some more respect on the coronavirus because the coronavirus has basically changed our way of life. Don't you think that we owe it some sort of like, maybe not like adoration respect, but like, oh yeah.
If I'm walking down the streets of Chicago and someone hits me in the head with a lead pipe, and yes, changes the way I live my life, I'm not going to respect them.
Well, I respect
what lead pipe wielding madmen,
a hoodlum in with a lead pipe, the same way I respect the coronavirus. I respect that person, that hoodlum, that random street youth.
This is an insane conversation we're having.
Of Chicago could ruin my life. I respect that because
I don't think you know what the word respect means.
Well, I. Maybe I
Siri,
don't.
Hey Siri, what does respect mean? What does respect mean?
As a noun, it means a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements.
Admiration.
Do you want to hear the next one?
No, that's fine. That's fine, girl. Thank you.
Yes, everything is just fine.
Siri says everything's just fine. I think we're good.
I'm just saying, there's some admiration.
Oh, you're digging a hole.
For the fact that this street hoodlum of Chicago could come from behind and bash my head in with a pipe.
I just had Siri read to you what respect means, and you still don't. Let's move on. Let's move on, please. All right. Dear Lord, Eric. Oh, my God.
Well, Jaunders. Life in the time.
Can I tell you, last night I had a dream. Brett Favre signed with the Dallas Cowboys, and the dream was so real that when I woke up, I was like, no. But then I Googled it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
I Googled good. It. I was like, did Brett Favre come out of retirement? Because like in my head, I was like thinking like Russell Wilson, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, that just shows that's such a sick humble brag by you that you had that you've watched so much football recently and you've been thinking about football so much recently that you're having football dreams? Because I haven't watched a single snap
since the Super Bowl, and this is the longest I've gone without watching football in at least 12 years.
Well, settle in with some Game Pass, because we got nothing better to do now. I've been watching Drew Lock the last few days, seeing if I think he's actually like a legitimate move for the Broncos to make.
You know, honestly, I have watched like maybe 5 plays of the XFL, so I don't know if that contradicts what I just said. But
oh yeah, I watched week one.
I watched the very end of a first quarter of a game. I don't know. I don't want to watch it. The point is, what was my point I was going to make?
That you're dreaming about football.
Yeah, baby. Do you think we're going to get a football season this year?
Let's not have this. I discussed this on that pod with that other person, because
are you gonna have that guy back on as guest?
Maybe he provides an interesting foil of sorts. Though those kind of comments are not what get you back on the End Zone podcast, because that is the last thing I wanted to talk about, and I got kind of roped into talking about. I've decided I'm not going to talk about the coronavirus anymore. And, you know, I changed my mind.
That's all we've done for the last 9 minutes.
I know. I changed my mind. I now do not respect it. I do not respect the coronavirus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Coronavirus, you're a punk. You're just a punk. You're just a punk.
You're a little punk.
And you're easily punked around. So I've been in my isolation, Jonders. Thank you for asking. I've gotten into what I call the junkyard sports of America. I bought a wrestling video game. Having fun with that. And I've been video gaming more, because there's nothing else to do really.
What a real gamer. I've been video gaming more. What a true blue gamer.
I have. That's not what they call it.
Gaming. It's just, you don't say I've been video gaming, you say I've been gaming. It's like saying the Facebook. I've been on the Facebook.
I was on the Facebook earlier today for just a brief moment, and then I was like, I'm not old, and I got off. So
seems like a shot at me, but that's fine. Whatever.
Well, you don't use Facebook. If you didn't have a profession that forced you to use Facebook, would you use Facebook? Like how
probably
much of
not.
Your
you're right.
Here's
yeah,
what
I
judge
to,
it
I
on.
Need to use it.
Yeah, how much of your Twitter news, of your football news, do you get from Facebook? If it's a lot, then you're old. But
oh,
it's
like
not.
Zero. I use Facebook is for the comedy career. It's right. Not for the football career.
Exactly. Facebook yeah. is like Facebook is the new LinkedIn. Like,
yeah.
Get on Facebook to cultivate a nice little persona for your career, but you know the fun stuff happens on Twitter. You get to fire off the takes on Twitter.
Invites to my comedy shows. I can send out to all my friends and family on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could post some little videos that I do.
But you should start posting those videos on Twitter too.
I'm going to, yeah. The one that I made today, I'm still waiting for my director to fix the YouTube page, and then we're going to really release that one, off release of what I sent you.
Well... Oh, I tweeted that out. Was I not supposed to tweet that out?
No, I liked that, but I didn't retweet. That's why I didn't retweet it. It's because it was a soft release, but it was fine.
Oh, I apologize. You should have
told
me
apologize. It's fine.
Not to do that.
It's fine. I'm never going to get mad at people for helping me in my dreams.
I got a Monster Jam game. Do you know what Monster Jam is?
Yeah, they sell them on the Nintendo Switch eShop for like $40. They look like the biggest scam. How much money did you pay on this thing?
It's just a video game. It was like $40.
Yeah, but how much did you pay for it? $40. Ugh.
But you see, I'm weird. I'm not like you. My brothers are gamers, and they play like all the shoot 'em ups and things like that. And they say all the sports games I buy are lame because they're not real video games. But I
the
say I like the
monster
sports
ones
games.
Are lame.
What?
I can see how wrestling could be fun. I can get behind that. Like, you can talk me into that. But the Monster Energy drink games are just no go for me. No bueno.
It's not a Monster Energy. It's Monster Trucks.
I know it's like Monster Trucks, but like, isn't it sponsored by Monster Energy Drink?
No.
Oh, they have a dirt bike game or something that's sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
Oh, I kind of like those racing-ish games. I set it on really easy, and I try to set track records. It's fun.
Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Super Smash Brothers. So, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, explain to me, what is the concept of Animal Crossing? Because I see, like, various video clips of it, and I don't really get it.
You move to an island, and then you get a bank loan from a raccoon. And then you try to pay off that loan. And then when you do, you can build additions to your house. And you can make friends. And you can help donate stuff to a museum. And you can fish. And you can meet new friends that are your neighbors. And you can help build the island you live on, little town.
So it's The Sims?
No. It is not The Sims. It's much better than The Sims.
What you just described to me is the concept of The Sims. You get
okay, yeah. But there's no like the neighbors suck in The Sims. Like it's like yeah, but in The Sims is your neighbor like a cute little squirrel? No. Yeah, didn't think so. In The Sims, is there like a cool little dog that plays guitar? Didn't think so. Is there a different little dog that helps run the town and she's a sweetheart? No.
Can you fight people in Animal Crossing?
No.
Oh.
But you can fight as Animal Crossing characters in Super Smash Brothers.
Oh.
You can also race as Animal Crossing characters in Mario Kart.
Oh, the wonder of Nintendo. And
I just took a victory sip.
And their ever
for the listener to know.
Everlasting reign. So
Nintendo's
yeah.
killing it right now. Nintendo's doing the damn thing right now.
That's good. I don't have a Nintendo device, so can't really relate, but like it's a
I'll sell you mine for 150. I have an extra one right now. I'll sell it for $150.
Does it have games?
No games, you'd have to buy games.
Okay. I'll think about that maybe. But I don't know
like half off.
I don't know if I'd play Nintendo games.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't really play that many video games in general. All right, can I set it on real? Here's what I like. I don't like to challenge myself when I play video games. So I always set it on really easy. Can you set Nintendo games on like super
easy? Here's the thing about most Nintendo games scale really well. So like a child can play the same game as an adult and they'll get different things out of it. Like at a platform game, like a child will just go through the level and it'll be real easy. But for an adult, they'll like get all the secret coins and get all the secret items. So it'll be hard for them because they're getting all the little secret stuff, but a child is just walking through the level.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like just walking through the level. I've been playing a lot more FIFA recently, taking Wilkesboro Town to the European Championship, scored 18 goals in the final match.
Yeah, Mario Kart has 4 difficulty settings.
Some are saying I'm the greatest soccer manager of all time.
Is that the word on the street?
That is the word on the street.
Streets are talking.
I don't have Madden 20, and I will not invest in it because the Broncos don't have a real quarterback yet. I have to buy into Drew Lock before I buy a new Madden game. So I'm still
what
on
if
that.
Cam Newton lands on the
See that might force the
Dude,
change.
It's like an eagle or something that just flew by my place.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Beautiful.
All right, sorry.
All the talk show hosts are growing out beards for this apocalypse. You, however, I've noticed, are growing out like a flowing mullet.
No, it's not a mullet. It's my mohawk thing. So I need to get the sides shaved because I have like a pompadour mohawk thing. It's as stupid as it sounds, listener. Now, I need to get the sides shaved, but you can't go out and get a haircut right now. So it's a little long. The side part that's supposed to be like a buzz cut kind of is a little too long.
Oh yeah.
See that how like it's supposed to be like a mohawk kind of thing. Like kind of like Hawkeye in Avengers Endgame, if anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Man,
I will not sit here and listen to you besmirch or steal a bit from the or Jess Nugent Rosenthal podcast.
Jeremy P. Junior Vice President. Well, yes, I won't steal that bit, but how far he has fallen recently. finally.
Yeah, I don't know. He had a cool haircut in that movie. I mean, he might be a creep, but he had a cool haircut.
Alrighty. Let's get to a bit of, I don't know why I wanted to change.
I've been trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to help you a few times to get into real football stuff. Like, I brought up Cam Newton for an easy segue.
Yes.
I brought up Tom Brady for an easy segue.
Yes.
I brought up so many things to help you transition into this, and you kept not taking the bait.
Yes.
Like in Animal Crossing, when I throw my fishing line out there and the fishes don't eat my bait.
Speaking of fishing towns, Seattle is a fishing town. The Seattle Great. Seahawks offseason moves. Thoughts?
Yeah. I'll sleep better at night when a Clowney signs on the dotted line. It seems as though he'll be getting there, but Dunbar and then the kind of under the radar signing of Philip Dorsett. Philip Dorsett, I think Philip Dorsett will take the role that Tyler Lockett did his rookie year of just being this guy to take off the top of the defense, because Tyler Lockett is just so much like Tyler Lockett can take the top off the defense and he can just run go routes, but he's such a great route runner and has such a good mind meld with Russell Wilson that it's better to get him kind of running intermediate routes and having him play like the punt returner once he gets the ball in his hands. But, you know, we all know that who has a better deep ball than Russell Wilson? Nobody. He throws that moon ball where it comes in like straight down in the line. So that corner can't get to it because it's coming in like straight down. Like a lot of guys try to throw that, but no, the arc is where it's at. So the Seahawks are doing the damn thing. That's the second time I've said doing the damn thing. Is that my new catchphrase?
I guess. I like the offensive line move. I like the BJ Finney signing. Because
didn't they sign a couple guys?
Let me pull up my free agents list. But the
bless me.
Do you have Verona?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That's my new favorite part of society is just looking at everyone that coughs and be like, do you have Verona? You know? So
no,
odd.
Skip it. You should keep doing it.
It's so odd that we live in a society now of just constant fear, which is, you know, reasonable. They have made a lot of offensive line signings.
Oh, Greg Olsen, who I didn't bring up.
Oh, yeah, but Irvin
back.
Yeah, I talked about that a while back. Oh, they kept Jerron Reed. That's good.
Jerron Reed, that's a huge one.
Cedric Oboihe. I don't know much about him as a tackle, but sounds like a cool name. I give those tackles some credits.
Chance Warmack, that's a name.
Yeah, I was thinking, honestly, I've been, not to brag, but I've been watching a little bit more All-22 tape recently, and I was thinking about maybe diving in and learning something about offensive linemen in the NFL.
I would say good luck. It's hard.
Yeah, I think it
not
is.
Not a lot of people know what's going on.
Yes. I've been reading a lot of Google, like, I got a football basics for dummies book, and it's actually been very helpful.
The Seahawks are going to go 12-4 this year. Yeah. Would that be enough to win the West?
I don't know. Depends on how good Arizona's offensive line is.
I think Arizona's a year away, and then the Rams are either going to plateau or go down a little bit.
Nah, the Rams are going to bottom out, dude. Here's my theory. I think the Rams are donezo in that division. I think they're going to be like a 6 or 7 win team next year. They have lost.
Do the 49ers have like the Super Bowl hangover?
No, because I think they've still made some moves. They bought Jimmy Ward in at safety. I know he's not healthy all the time, but it's pretty good safety. I like what the Niners did. I get that DeForest Buckner did a lot for them, but now they have like 2 first round picks, and they've drafted extremely well lately. So it seems like if that trend continued, they'd be on the right track. I just worry about the Rams because they've lost Todd Gurley, they've lost Marcus Peters, Eric Weddle retired. Corey Littleton went to the Raiders. Clay Matthews got cut. Like their defense is basically decimated outside of Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. And I would not be shocked if Jalen Ramsey was like, hey, I want another trade in like mid-August.
You know what is weird. I keep forgetting that, like, because I was trying to think, like, I was like, all right, so the NFC South and the NFC West are going to be fighting, over, like, the teams that don't win their divisions are going to be fighting over those two wild card spots. But there's three wild card spots.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild. What do you think about those new rules? We haven't had you on in a while. I've been very anti that. Very anti watering down playoffs.
Once again, we park our garage we park our cars in the same garage here. I agree with you in totality. I think it was a perfect setup before. I just don't like it. Too many. Because there was a thing that would happen to me every week one. You know, it's the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, like, if the game's tight in the first game, that Thursday night game, this sense of importance would come over me, and like the realization, and I wonder if that goes away a little bit because so many teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The weight of these moments might be stolen by these two extra teams getting in.
Yeah, I really don't want to see a 7-9 team in the playoffs. That's like my biggest concern. Although I guess
it's going to happen, if not this year.
Humanly possible anymore. I guess it'd be 7-10 once they move to 17 games.
Yeah, it's not a year away.
Yeah, I think that is a year away. Man, it is just a little bit wild how much has changed this offseason. Speaking of change, you want to talk about Tom Brady? Let's talk about Tom Brady. I talked about this last Monday Tuesday or whenever it was that he left. But I don't think I spent a ton of time on it. Jonders, what are your gut feelings about this new NFL that we live in?
I just want to say on as many platforms as possible that I am all in. TB12. I cannot be more excited to watch this. I am over the moon. I think that if you're doing a fantasy, you should get Mike Evans. You should just go all out and draft every single Tampa Bay player. I think that so long Tom Brady's been hindered by this team first thing. And not that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't going to be team first, but it's going to be – Bruce Arians is going to be saying throw deep first. It's going to be all offense all the time. Bruce Arians is going to – I saw something –
I don't necessarily think that's Tom Brady's personality, though. I get that that a lot of people think it was Belichick and Josh McDaniels being like, be safe, be safe, be safe. But I think the way Tom Brady's head works and why he's been a successful quarterback is he's so overly safe and smart with the football, but at the same time, not so much so that he's Alex Smith.
I think we're going to get some vintage 2009 Tom Brady throw deep to Randy Moss on consecutive plays. I think it's going to be if he still all has out a deep. There was a play in the opening week last year against the Steelers where he stepped into the pocket, hit who was it? I think it might have been Philip Dorsett in stride. He got hit in the mouth on his way to like stepping into the pocket.
I remember that throw. That was a nice throw.
And I think he could still do that. I don't know why, because I think the way that the Patriots were coached last year is that they had this elite defense and like the offense just can't screw it up, and it really hindered what Tom Brady was able to do and what the play calling was.
Why do you think he left?
That's an interesting question, because the reports are that if he was unwilling to sit down at the negotiating table, and if he was, that Robert Kraft would have gotten it done. You can't believe everybody all the time. I believe Robert Kraft in this instance. I think that 20 years is a long time to be in close quarters with somebody. So even if it is Bill Belichick, even if it is whoever, I think you just, at some point, you need to fly the nest. You need to go on, do your own thing. Also, I read today that Steve Carell said in an interview that he thinks that – or he said – so this is way back when, but he said in an interview that he thought that season 7 would be his last season in The Office. And when NBC didn't fight for him, he said that he knew that it was time to move on. So he put a little chum in the water. NBC did not fight for him. And then he said, all right, I'll leave. I think that as humans, we all want to be wanted. And Tom Brady – was a little bit sick of this Tom's a player attitude from Bill Belichick, because Tom is not a player. Tom is the greatest football man in the history of football men, right? I think he's the greatest American sports star of all time. And at some point, you want to say, hey, yeah, I get that I'm one of 53, but also I won 6 championships and 9 AFC titles. Like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm Tom freaking Brady. If you do not put respect on my name, I'll be going down to Tampa Bay.
I think that is a likely scenario of how this all went down. I'm really interested because if I had to pick, to me, this makes the Patriots so likable for me now. Like, I think I might low-key root for the Patriots a little bit next year because I love Bill Belichick, and if I ever had to pick between the two, I'd pick Belichick over Brady every time.
We are very different people.
The ruthlessness of Bill Belichick is like the perfect like anti-hero of sorts. I like anti-heroes, and he's
the underdog.
He's
a strong draft pick.
Oh, come on. Tom Brady at this stage in his career is not an underdog. Tom Brady hasn't been an underdog since he was drafted.
He's been an underdog his whole career, baby.
That's not true.
You're just upset that the greatest athlete of all time is an Irish Catholic boy.
No, that's not
true. Just like me, baby. Good old Irish Catholic boys. Greatest athletes of all time. Greatest Tom Brady, et cetera. Shaquille O'Neal.
So let's get to it. The New England Patriots need a quarterback. There seem to be 3 quarterbacks on the market.
He's on the roster. He's on the roster.
You think they're really playing with Brian Hoyer?
No, Jason Stidham.
Oh, you really think they're going to go with him?
My cat's crying. She wants in. Wait a second.
Okay, I will keep talking here.
So, no, I'm fine. I just needed that 1 second. Peter, yeah, are you okay, Peter? You fine? Okay. Yeah, I think it's Jason Stidham because I think it's kind of going to be Bill Belichick being ruthless.
Jared, just a heads up.
What am I saying?
Jason.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Okay.
The point is that quarterback number 4 is going to be Bill Belichick's big FU to Tom Brady and everybody else, and he's the genius. And I could do it with Stidham.
Oh. Well, let's still play quarterback carousel.
Sure.
Three guys. Jameis, Cam, and who's the other man? Dalton.
Jason, Cam, and Dalton.
Jameis, Cam, and Dalton. Your thoughts on Jameis, Cam, and Dalton?
I think Jameis is like a freak show. It would be fun to see him with the Raiders and then have the 3 quarterbacks be Carr, Mariota, and Winston. That would just be fun for me personally. Andy Dalton, it's sad to see that your campaign for Dalton to the Bears is over with Nick Foles signing.
Well, you know,
that was a sad day for
football
Twitter.
I don't know if you've seen the change. I haven't added you in a lot of the tweets, but I used to be, and you know this, I used to be a respect Case Keenum guy, you know? I run these respect campaigns for guys across the league. The current respect campaign.
Yeah, Case Keenum Corona.
Yes. The current respect campaign lies with the golden ginger, Andy Dalton. Respect Andy Dalton. He is, like, people forget that he is, like, 2 years removed from, like, almost a 4,000-yard season. And that when he had good offensive line play and good talent on the Bengals, he looked like a borderline MVP candidate. And if you
– eye roll.
But, no, think back to that 2017 season when they went like
– I remember writing an article about how, like, Andy Dalton's an MVP candidate, but I also remember not really believing it, you know. I know,
well, that's why I said borderline.
Yeah.
He's like in that – Who would have been in that category this year? I kind of like Patrick Mahomes.
Nobody
this
because
year. I don't know.
No. Patrick Mahomes. No.
Well, I just think that Andy Dalton's got to end up somewhere. And I think as good a place.
The Patriots would make sense.
As any is the Patriots. I do think that
yeah.
Bill Belichick's going to be like,
You know what's a bigger FU than going with Jarrett Stidham-Johnders? I'm going to take Andy Dalton, who has never won a playoff game, and I'm going to probably take him to the AFC Championship.
This is what, as a Tom Brady mega fan, I would love nothing more than for Andy Dalton to go to New England, for them to make the playoffs as a seventh seed and get waxed by a Baltimore or a Chiefs.
That's not how it would work. Because they play.
Why not? If they were a second seed, they seventh play seed the would play the second seed. Yeah, so they can play. They can get waxed by Baltimore or the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, that is true. I just feel like,
man, Bill Johnders is up on his game. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, Johnders does know what he's talking about. So Dalton to New England potentially. Where's Cam at these days? And am I crazy to think that John Elway should just take a shot, throw Cam Newton a 1-year, $11 million deal, and just fly with Cam Newton as the 2019 early season backup? And then when Drew Lock maybe doesn't pan out, you play Cam Newton for a little while.
What has been my critique of John Elway for the past 3 years?
That he's not aggressive enough, and he always goes out to get the washed quarterbacks.
No, my critique of John Elway for the past 3 years is that he is a good Madden video game GM. Like, right. He does things that, like, I could do. You know, like, oh, I'll sign Peyton Manning. That'll work out. Oh, I'll get Von Miller in the draft. Number one, you know, that's cool. Oh, you know, whatever. This would be a classic Elway move, but I think a AFC West cohort is the proper landing spot for Cam Newton. I think if you're going forward with Tyrod Taylor, why not do a rich man's Tyrod Taylor? Someone who's a little bit better than Tyrod Taylor. And you have Tyrod Taylor, who is
Hold on. Cam Newton is not a little bit better. Cam Newton is a lot better than Tyrod Taylor.
Sure. I am in complete agreement. I'm sorry.
I
think Cam Newton's going to the Hall of Fame. I think if he goes to a team and does well for the next 3-4 years, he's a pretty good Hall of Fame candidacy. So, and obviously Tyrod Taylor is nowhere in that conversation. So I apologize to Cam Newton and his family, but I think that the Los Angeles, because what did he say in his draft day, that he's not a football player, he's a superstar and entertainer? That's what LA needs, baby. They're going to be going into that stadium that they are leasing basically from the Los Angeles Rams. They need a big name. Yes. And who are you going to – if you're a kid in Los Angeles right now, are you going to go buy a Jared Goff jersey or are you going to buy a Cam Newton number one jersey? I know what I would do.
Yeah, Cam Newton's pretty – that would be – if they ever sign Cam Newton, I think that makes the argument that they're the team of L.A. because I think you're right.
He's an icon and an entertainer. That's what he said. He's an icon and an entertainer.
Cam Newton alphas Jared Goff every day of the week.
So much. So much. Not even the same class.
And if they added Cam and Cam came back and looked like old Cam, like, the Chargers are going to the Super Bowl. It's easy. Like, they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know if you've looked at the Chargers roster lately, but the Chargers are, like, stacked at every position but quarterback.
I mean, I'm here for it. And that would help his Hall of Fame candidacy. You know, do you feel like Sean McVay has a little bit of the same thing as Bill Belichick does, where, like, we're talking about Bill Belichick being stubborn with his quarterbacks now, but Sean McVay has always said, like, Jared Goff's the perfect quarterback for my system. Do you feel like he's kind of, like, you know, shooting his foot or, you know, what, or hurting his nose to spite his face or whatever the expression is I'm trying to find?
Yeah, I don't.
Because here's the other thing about the NFL that you learn pretty early on is that there is no covering up a mistake. Like, as soon as you realize you've made a mistake, you need to cut bait. And they didn't do that with Todd Gurley. They waited at least a year to acknowledge that they made a mistake with Todd Gurley. And so at one point, do they realize that they made a mistake with Jared Goff? And, like,
I don't think you have enough evidence yet to say Jared Goff is a mistake.
I don't know, man. I would rather have Cam Newton. I would rather have Phil Rivers. I would rather have – I feel like he's on par with Andy Dalton. So if you're paying Jared Goff what you're paying him, he should be better than Andy Dalton.
I do like that comparison because I think if that offensive line improves even a smidge this year, they are going to be much, much better. And Jared Goff is going to be much, much better. I do think Jared Goff has it. I just think he didn't have any time to throw last year, which was a problem. But, I mean, maybe you're right. I just feel like, for me personally, I give guys, like, if you've had – you have to have, like, back-to-back bad years before I say, oh, you're just terrible now. Because I don't think Jared Goff is near
that. His 2018 wasn't as good as you remember.
But it was. Like, they still lit the league up in 2018.
All right.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should go back and watch some 2018 Jared Goff tape. Not like I have anything better to do at this point. But that is – okay, I'll take a look. But I think I disagree for right now. I think his 2018 was still good enough to consider him like a top flight, top half NFL quarterback.
Well, top half is different than top flight.
Okay, I would put him as like the 15th best quarterback in the NFL right now. Right. I think there are like a few better than him, but he's kind of in that Kirk Cousins range, to be honest with you, Jared Goff, where I feel like he's going to kind of turn into the next kind of Kirk Cousins debate here this year, especially if he continues to struggle. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Jameis obviously has to be a backup. We'll finish off with him. Where does Jameis end up?
Could he bump Blake Bortles? I don't even know where Jameis goes. I'm trying to think of quarterback needy teams. And like I said, I would love to see him in with the Raiders, and him and Marcus Mariota could fight over the one seed while Carr sits there with the clipboard.
I don't think Derek Carr is going to be on that team.
You don't think so? So then you can put Jameis there, and they could have the two guys from, 2015, fight it out?
Here's what I think the Raiders are going to do. I think they're going to shock everyone, and they're going to trade up for a quarterback. They're the team that I think is the most aggressive, this kind of sleeper team that no one's talking about. But can't you just see John Gruden giving up the farm for Tua?
I don't know about Gruden, but Mike Mayock, when he was one of the NFL Network, he was one of the only people that had Marcus Mariota over Jason Witten. Or Jason – Jason Witten.
Jameis Winston.
Stay like 12 of quarantine. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, dude. You're telling me. I have been in my room for a long time and miss outside world deeply.
Remember the outside?
Yeah. Do you remember when we used to, like, go to grocery stores and it wasn't a post-apocalyptic nightmares? What a good time that was.
No, I don't. I don't remember.
That time is slowly...
And my hairline's pretty great.
Hating from my hand.
I've got a good hairline.
What a sick brag. It is good hair season, as there are no haircuts available. I think that's it for today, Johnners. I wanted to keep these semi-short, so... I feel like this one is now at about 45, 50 minutes, so this does the job. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, the whole thing I was going to do about comedy, but we can do that some other time.
Yeah, I think so. I think we talked – this was a good football show that got deep into some football things. And I think we needed a good football show after the last episode. So this is –
yeah, this was great.
This is a nice little palate cleanser and a football show. I have zero clue when I'm going to be back. I don't know if I'm going to keep trying to do it every day or if things will fade off. But I'm going to keep trying to have different people on. So, Johnders, maybe we'll get you on in a week or two and then revisit all of this.
Don't make it a week or two. Yeah, make it a week. Don't make it a week or two.
A week. All right. We'll see you in a week, Johnders.
All right, bye, Eric.
Bye-bye. Oh, where can people, plug your –
at Johnders FBT Instagram and Twitter. At Johnders FBT on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, very good. And so go check out all Johnders stuff. It's all very fun. All right, we will see you all next time. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.